This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado gun buyers face a late July deadline before new permit law. A 3-day delivery waiting period pushes the practical cutoff to buy a covered semi-automatic under the old rules into late July, days before Senate Bill 25003 takes effect, Aug. 1. The Colorado State Shooting Association, a plaintiff in a federal suit to strike down the law, is funding the fight at a July 25 banquet. Denver, Coloradans who want to buy a semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, or handgun with a detachable magazine under the current rules have less time than the calendar suggests. A new permit to purchase law, Senate Bill 25003, takes effect Aug. 1, 2026, but the state's 3-day firearm delivery waiting period means a purchase has to be started several days earlier to clear in time. Teddy Collins, owner of Spartan Defense in Colorado Springs and the Republican nominee for Colorado Senate District 4, told The Kim Monson Show that the waiting period puts the real cutoff around July 27 or 28. "Get what you need to get now," Collins said, warning buyers to expect severe delays after Aug. 1. The waiting period comes from House Bill 23-1219, a 2023 law that bars a firearm seller from delivering a gun until the later of 3 days after a background check begins or when the purchase is approved. Because delivery cannot happen until that window closes, a sale started too close to Aug. 1 would not be completed under the old rules, starting Aug. 1. Buying a covered semi-automatic requires a firearm safety course eligibility card issued by the buyer's county sheriff, followed by an in-person safety course and a passing exam, under rules Colorado Parks and Wildlife is implementing. The law covers semi-automatic rifles and shotguns that accept a detachable magazine, along with gas-operated semi-automatic handguns with a detachable magazine. The newsroom has detailed how the sheriff and state discretion works in prior coverage. Senate Bill 25003 was signed by Governor Jair Polis in April 2025. Its Democrat sponsors were since Tom Sullivan and Julie Gonzalez and Reps Andrew Bozenecker and Meg Frelich. Collins argued that the new steps burden law-abiding buyers while criminals find other channels. "Usually the bad guys don't go to the store to purchase their firearm," he said. Federal survey data support the general point. The U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics found that roughly 9 in 10 prisoners who possessed a firearm during their offense did not obtain it from a retail source. Collins said on the show that the Colorado State Shooting Association, CSSA, has filed a preliminary injunction against the law, though he cautioned that a ruling may not come before the deadline. "We don't know if we'll have an injunction before August 1st, he said. The association is one of the plaintiffs in an active federal lawsuit, Del Toro versus Polis, case number 25CV02725, filed Sept. 2, 2025, in the U.S. District Court for the District of Colorado, that seeks to strike down Senate Bill 25003 on Second Amendment grounds. The plaintiffs are represented by Mountain States Legal Foundation. The state has asked the court to dismiss the case, and that motion is pending. The newsroom reported earlier on the group of plans to challenge the 2026 firearm laws. Collins said the CSSA is holding a fundraising banquet on July 25 in Colorado Springs, with proceeds going toward its lawsuits against the state. The event includes live and silent auctions, he said, and tickets are available at csss.org. Collins is the Republican nominee for Colorado Senate District 4 and faces Democrat Justin Kurth in the November 3 general election. He described his campaign as an effort to keep the seat Republican and deny Democrats a supermajority in the state Senate. Collins, whose store bills itself as the largest family-owned gun store in Colorado, said Spartan Defense ships firearms to all 50 states where the item is legal, routing orders to a buyer's local dealer, and price matches competitors as long as the price stays above its cost. His closing message to listeners was to act before the window closes. "Be informed, be prepared, get what you need to get now," he said. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado is making it harder for ordinary, law-abiding people to buy a common firearm, and the clock is already running. Because of the 3-day wait, the real deadline arrives days before August 1, and most people have no idea. The bad actors this law claims to stop have never gotten their guns at the front counter. The state is building a permission slip system for a constitutional right, and the honest citizen who simply wants to protect a family is the one who pays for it. I am grateful that groups like the Colorado State Shooting Association are willing to carry this fight into court. Know the deadline, know your rights, and do not wait. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.